Is there one favorite story that you'd really like to share about your experience in doing this?
Absolutely. Social Media Examiner was about a year old, and I got an email from a guy in Vancouver that said, I absolutely love the great free content that you put out, and if you happen to have somebody in Vancouver that you'd like to come to one of your events, we put on events, I will be happy to drive to that person's door with a Starbucks coffee and a ticket in hand. And if it's a woman with a bouquet of flowers, I will dedicate an entire day of my life to you. That's how much I value what you've done for me. And I get those kind of emails from people all the time that are unbelievably loyal fans. And that's what you want. And that's part of the reason why we've been able to grow such a massive following is we believe, we practice what we preach. We are constantly releasing really valuable content, and we have an unbelievably loyal following as a result of it.
I have to ask, did you take him up on the offer?
No, I didn't. I said, thank you so much for the offer, but I did end up printing a story in my book because I thought it was such a cool story.
That really is. Before we wrap up here, please tell me about your upcoming presentations at BlogWorld 2011.
Well, I'm keynoting on Saturday, and I'm going to be talking about, basically, it's myself and two other individuals, and the topic of the keynote is how to build an empire. And we're going to be interviewed on stage about how we've accomplished what we've accomplished and give our tips and strategy to people.
Is there any one piece of advice that maybe you would give your daughters or maybe that you would give the average college student about social media and getting known?
Don't worry so much about the fame aspect of it. I know it's very, very interesting to see your name in lights and you can kind of get sucked in. Instead, realize that it's not really about seeing your name in lights. Those people that are most successful take their fame and they flush it down the toilet. They really don't care about that. Instead, they're really on a mission to help people. If you become someone who is really all about helping people, then fame will come as a result of it. But if you go the vanity route and you just are happy to see your face everywhere, then you're going to burn out. You're not going to find a lot of value in this, and it's not going to really help you in the long run.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.